Let us all reflect from a sinful life. What can we expect? Return to Allah. Let us all reflect from a sinful life. What can we expect? Return to Allah. Let us all reflect.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome to our program, Let Us Reflect. Today we will cover some more interesting points about our topic. Reflection is something which applies to many matters of the religion. And the Western sunrise is our topic for today. What is meant by the Western sunrise? What does the Western sunrise refer to? You're probably thinking, what's meant by the Western sunrise? The sun rises from the east and sets in the west. So why is this title called the Western sunrise? Well, I will explain, but before I explain, I would like to follow our routine of this program. I would like to share with you a narration or part of a narration which expresses the excellence of sending blessings in favor of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyidina Ubay ibn Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu once expressed that he would devote all his time to sending blessings in favor of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, expressing this supplication of blessings for him sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam responded by saying, this will be sufficient to remove your worries or your concerns, and your sins will be forgiven. So our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam gave glad tidings to Sayyidina Ubay ibn Ka'ab radiyallahu ta'ala an, after he expressed that he would devote all his time to the action of sending this prayer of blessings in favor of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, or as we call it, Durood Sharif or Salawat. What was meant by this was that apart from the obligatory actions and the obligatory religious duties, any free time that he had, he would devote that free time to this beautiful action. And the good news which he received from our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam was this, that this would suffice in terms of removing all his worries and concerns, and his sins would be forgiven. So if we want forgiveness of sins, if we want our concerns and worries to be removed and we feel a sense of relief, one thing we can do is that we can send blessings in favor of the best in creation, Al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This beautiful action will bring blessings to us in this world, and we will witness the blessings of this action in the hereafter. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Before I explain what is meant by the term the Western sunrise, I would like to share with you a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam mentioned in Muslim. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "Inna Allah ta'ala yabsutu yadahu bil-layli liyatuba musi' an-nahar." Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spreads His divine grace for the whole night for the sinner of the day, that he may repent. وَيَبْسُطُ يَدَهُ بِالنَّهَارِ لِيَتُوبَ مُسِيءُ اللَّيْلِ حَتَّى تَتْلُؤَ الشَّمْسُ مِنْ مَغْرِبِهَا. And He spreads His divine grace for the whole day, or throughout the day, for the sinner of the night, that he may repent, until the sun rises from the west. In this hadith, the beauty of divine grace is mentioned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives time to the sinner, whether he is a sinner of the day or a sinner of the night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him a chance to repent, to return to Him and seek forgiveness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Towards the end of the hadith, there is an expression which mentions that this is until the sun rises from the west. And this is an indication, or this refers to one of the major signs of the Day of Judgment. When that major sign of the sun rising from the west, when this major sign will come and when this western sunrise will occur, the door of repentance will close. This is the opinion of many scholars of hadith. An expression was used in the hadith tradition, يَبْسُطُ يَدَهُ. We know the literal meaning of yadun is hand, but when this word is used for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is understood to be a figure of speech. It is used figuratively. What is meant by this expression? Some of the scholars of hadith have said that this means or refers to divine grace, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the doors of His divine grace and His divine grace remains open for the one, the sinner who may repent. Others have said that this specifically refers to the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the repentance of an individual. So that is the meaning of that expression. Some have said that this word refers to the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in any case, such expressions were common in the Arabic language, where if something was desirable, an expression of extending one's hand was used in language. And if something was undesirable, then withholding one's hand was mentioned in the Arabic language. So this expression in the hadith, according to the commentaries of the scholars of hadith, it is a figurative expression, and hence we translated this as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spreads His divine grace for the entire night or for the entire day. The grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such that the door of repentance is open for the sinners who disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But also, one thing to keep in mind is that this door of repentance, according to this hadith and other scholarly opinions, has a limit, and that limit is the western sunrise. When this sign of the Day of Judgment, when the western sunrise will occur, the door of repentance, according to many scholarly opinions, the door of repentance will close. After this time, the disbelievers will remain disbelievers and repentance shall not be accepted. The western sunrise is mentioned in another hadith in Muslim. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "Man taba qabla an tatlu ash-shamsu min maghribiha, taba Allahu alayhi." That whosoever repents before the sun rises from the west, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept his repentance. Again, this reiterates the point mentioned by many scholars, that when the western sunrise will occur, when this major sign of the Day of Judgment will occur, the door of repentance shall close. Imam Nawawi alayhi rahma, he comments on this hadith and he says that this is the limit of the acceptance of repentance, referring to the western sunrise, that when it will happen, or repentance is accepted until this event shall take place. Furthermore, he says that it is mentioned in sound narrations that the door of repentance is open. We know this from many other hadith traditions. As long as the door of repentance is open, the repentance of people shall be accepted. And when the sun shall rise from the west, this door shall be closed. Those who did not repent before this western sunrise, their repentance will not be accepted. He also says there is another condition for repentance, and that is that repentance is done before the soul leaves the body, before the state of nazar. Nazar in Arabic means withdrawal or removal. And in this context, it refers to the time, the final moments of the individual in terms of when his soul is being removed from his body, according to some of the scholars who explain that it starts from his feet. But when that moment comes, the door of repentance is closed for him, or the opportunity to repent finishes. So this second element is also considered. One that was mentioned already, the western sunrise, and the general condition of repentance, which applies to many, is that before a person is leaving this world, or his soul is leaving his body, just before that time, that is the limit for him to repent. According to a scholarly opinion, those who witness the Western sunrise, who actually see this sign of the Day of Judgment happening, their repentance will not be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who are born after the Western sunrise, meaning they do not see the Western sunrise, their repentance will be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether this is repentance from disbelief or repentance from sin. So according to this opinion of the scholars, actually seeing this sign of the Day of Judgment, that will disqualify that person, or will invalidate his opportunity, or finish his opportunity to repent, because he has seen that sign of the Day of Judgment. He has seen the ghaib, the unseen. And when one sees the ghaib or the unseen, then his limit of repentance comes to an end. And those who were born after this event, because they did not witness this, because they did not see the Western sunrise, they still have a chance to repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sadr al-Afadil Alama Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Murad Abadi alayhi rahma, he says, or he quotes, that after this time, after the Western sunrise, no one else shall be born. So this is an opinion which is quoted by him. A question which comes to mind is this: why will the sun rise from the west? And why was this made a sign of the Day of Judgment? Alama Qurtubi alayhi rahma, he writes that when Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam spoke to Namrud, as mentioned in the Quran, he said, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْتِي بِالشَّمْسِ مِنَ الْمَشْرِقِ فَأْتِ بِهَا مِنَ الْمَغْرِبِ فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرَ. When Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam said, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings the sun from the east, so bring it from the west, he was dumbfounded. He had nothing to say, he was speechless. Because prior to this, when Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam had expressed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives life and he causes death, Namrud tried to challenge this and equate himself to this by saying, well, I can give life and I can decide on a person's death. And he did this by freeing someone who was sentenced to death and picking someone and just executing him on the spot. So he was trying to say, look, I can do that, I can give life, I can cause death. But when Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, he specified this point, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who brings the sun out from the east. If you claim to be equal, or if you claim to be the Lord of all the people, if you claim to have the right of being worshipped, then you should bring the sun from the west. And that's when Namrud was speechless. He had no answer to this. So Alama Qurtubi alayhi rahma, he mentions that many people were skeptical after that day, and they considered that it was impossible for this to ever happen. Meaning it was impossible for the sun to ever rise from the west. It will always rise from the east. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show His power. His divine power will be shown when this sign of the Day of Judgment shall be manifested, and the sun will rise from the west, and this will be a final moment for those who had denied this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with the repentance of His creation, especially the repentance of young people. Yes, young people have been specified in various narrations. The repentance of the young individual is something which is welcomed in the heavens. It is narrated that when a young person seeks forgiveness or turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance, repents in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the angels begin to give glad tidings to one another. And when other angels ask about this, they are told that a young person has awoken from the sleep of heedlessness and has expressed repentance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then it is announced, decorate the heavens to welcome the repentance of this young individual. It is mentioned in Tirmidhi, Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he reports that our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O son of Adam, when you supplicate to me and when you have hope in me, I forgive your sins despite your faults. I do not care. O son of Adam, if your sins reach the peak of the sky and then you seek forgiveness from me, I shall forgive you. I do not care. O son of Adam, if you fill the earth with your sins and you meet me in a state where you have not ascribed partners to me, I shall give you forgiveness, the equivalent of the earth. Remember, people repent after a realization. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that moment of realization. Many of our pious predecessors had a dark past or had an element of heedlessness in the past. But when they realized that what they did was wrong and they turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or they returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through sincere repentance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them this sense of realization. And due to remorse and sincerity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them elevation in this world and in the hereafter. A very strange thing happened to Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mubarak Marwazi. Once he fell in love with a slave girl. Overcome by his love, he stood there watching her. Suddenly he heard the sound of the call of prayer. He thought it was the call of prayer for Isha, but it was actually the call of prayer for Fajr. That's when he realized he had his conscience woke him up from this sleep of negligence, from this sleep of heedlessness. He realized that he had stood there almost all night. And he said to himself that you desire success and elevation and you desire acceptance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is your state? You've almost spent the whole night because of your love for a woman? When the imam recites a long surah in the prayer, you become restless and yet you claim to be a believer. After this, he turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincere repentance and he began to seek sacred knowledge. He began to strive for the knowledge of Islam. He attained such a level of asceticism and such a saintly status that once his mother witnessed that he was sleeping outside and there was a snake near his face. This snake had a branch in its mouth and it was keeping flies and mosquitoes away from the face of the Shaykh so that his sleep is not disturbed. This was the status. This was the rank which he attained after returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through sincere repentance, that even the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored him. To conclude, the western sunrise is one of the major signs of the Day of Judgment. It reminds us that there is a limit of repentance, or there is a limit for repentance for the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But more specifically for us, a personal limit for each and every one of us, which we are aware of, is that death is the limit for our repentance. When death comes, the door of repentance will close. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with those who repent, especially the young among His creation. So return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through repentance. Seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for purification. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us sincerity in repentance, and we turn to Him wholeheartedly through worship and acts of devotion. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Let us all reflect from a sinful life. What can we expect? Return to Allah. Let us all reflect from a sinful life. What can we expect? Return to Allah. Let us all reflect.